And we're live. Welcome to Trek Up Here After Dark.
With your pals, Alan and Rapid Dave. I'm Alan.
I'm Rapid Dave.
You told me like 5 seconds before the show was starting that, oh, by the way, it's going.
I haven't
even had a chance to share.
You don't have to. Let's get into it, man. What are we drinking tonight, buddy? And P.S., nice first show.
Oh.
Not only did we do a first show, but we did a mid-show chug. It went off without a hit. Without a hitch.
Dressed up fancy for the mid-show.
Yeah, you got...
And I'm dressed up fancy for the late-night show.
Yeah. Keeping it cash, it's baseball season, baby. It's baseball season.
Yeah. So what are we drinking? I'm trying to share the show out.
So, well, this is a beer that you bought, right? So you brought this over to the house. You go, hey, you know what, dude? I've got the late night beer.
I bought this like 3 weeks ago.
Everything's taken care of. Don't worry about it. I got you. I go, okay, cool, man. Cool. I love to hear that. This is non-alcoholic brew, well-being, sports brew with a hint of orange, Victory Wheat, 16 ounces. This is fully brewed, award-winning beers with the alcohol gently removed. Now, Victory Wheat, all-natural sports brew, sport and brew, have gone together since the winged Victory herself was sculpted in 2nd century BC to celebrate the magnificence of the internal competitive flame we've created. Well-being Victory Wheat. So if you attempt, try, challenge, battle through, spar, attack, pursue, vie, practice, clash, contest, or love the fight and leave it all on the field, this victory is for you. Here's to victory, wellbeingbrewing.com. Check that. I'm going to bring it up there to you real quick.
So there was a lot of words there. And it felt like a lot of time you were just hitting, like, keywords, right?
Look, right there.
That's victory, right. Challenge, beer, victory.
It's all right there. So now I'm super excited to try this beer. If you're new to the late night show, we do non-alcoholic brews.
Always non-alcoholic.
And, you know, just to kind of warm the night down, because if you follow the show for, like, over 2 years now, you know that, you know, late night used to get out of hand.
It was so out of hand.
You know, it's not that I miss those nights because Thursdays are so rough, but I miss those nights every so often. But it's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's okay. But these are tall boys. These are wheat beers. You better slower on that, learn, bro.
Got a hard pour to take it easy on that napkin in your stomach.
So this will be one. There's more beer in here than there is
in your glass
that I can get into the glass. That's a nice looking brew.
So we have several things to talk about during the show, right?
We'll get to it. But yeah,
where do you want to start?
First off, I want to say thank you to Old School Wizard, OSW 2.0.
No, Old School 2.0. He's not a wizard anymore.
Yeah, Old School 2.0 for, you know, the shares and the love and everything like that on the first show. You know, we're sponsors of the Squads League that he's put together. And, you know, you can tell... You know, the last show that we had, they were in there immediately, right? Like, he was sharing, putting out there, hitting the at everyone on his Discord, things like that. So big cheers and big shout out to OSW 2.0. Cheers to you, pal. And, yeah, thank you. Hold on. There you go.
We learned with Beer Land. You.
Well, that's why I hit you with the end.
Tap.
In the eye.
Eye contact. Yeah, yeah.
We are still here. That's what I like to hear. Yeah, Old School 2.0 and Molson are in the house.
Pleasure's all under this side of the table. I appreciate that.
Hand me that thing, will you?
I got it.
All right, there we go. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Because if you're...
That the table was moved. I go, it is moved a little bit further back than
it's
normal.
It's way back.
Well, here's the thing. We were supposed to have a special guest last week. Canceled last minute. It's no big deal. I have no problem with it.
Canceled again this week?
No. I don't...
No, cancel this. What's my
rule? My rule is invite and confirm.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't confirm or come back the second time, mm-hmm. I don't ask a third. I won't.
We need to ask because they owe.
They owe for the bet, and they bet you. They didn't bet me.
I'm part of the show.
You are. So you might want to confirm with them next time. But just for me, with anything as far as life goes and the show, I put it out there and I say, hey, you know, you going to be on the show this week, or are we going to do this? We're going to confirm, you know, do you want to go out for beers? You know, shit like that. And I ask, and then I confirm. And then I'm done. And that's, you know,
I'm not done because you owe a debt to the podcast.
Okay.
Busby.
Busby's back in the house.
Speaking of owing a debt to the podcast, Busby still owes a debt. He either needs to eat my jock strap.
Oh, God. That's,
or come up.
That's good. With that's good.
Something equivalent to eating my jock strap.
Man, that's crazy. I can't believe he made that bet. Like, that bet, it was insane when it was made. And it's just been equally nuts ever since. Like, it's insane. It's just nuts.
And the crazy thing, he's like, oh, Amon-Ra St. Brown will be a top 10 league in anything this year. Well,
fumbles on the goal line?
No, that wasn't him. Yeah. That was Jamal Williams for his first lost fumble ever in his career.
Was that a brutal? Were we at brutal? Yeah, and you failed to eat the...
Yeah,
well, no, I mean, you ate like four pretzels and you were done.
I think I ate five.
You should have powered through.
It was close. It wasn't close. It wasn't close at all. Because I'll tell you this, like, they have the thing that came out, the most receptions in your first 2 years in NFL history. He's top five in that.
That's so damn good.
Most receptions in NFL history in your first 2 years, he's top five.
What were we just talking about last year? Like,
talking about this year.
Well, how was he doing this year?
He was top 10.
Yeah?
Yeah. Top eight, I think.
How about fumbles, receptions, drops? He wasn't top 10 in those.
He actually had his first ever NFL drop this year. Because last year he had zero drops.
He had a handful
He had...
Five or eight?
No, one or two.
I think it's higher than that.
It wasn't higher than that. But, like, his first year, he had zero drops. He actually led the league in receptions or targets versus drops. He had the most targets with the least amount of drops. It wasn't close, Busby. Don't. It was nowhere near close, bro.
Two drops. That's according to the Washington Post, which I don't know if I believe that one.
Yeah, no one believes the Washington Post.
Yeah.
So. But
interesting.
Just tell us, Busby. Hey, you gonna eat my jockstrap, or what are you doing as an equivalent?
I got banned from
two season was strictly during the games. Swift and Hawkinson were out. This past season, they were just playing peppered him because he's one of the best receivers in the league.
How's he gonna do this year? Double or nothing. Two jockstraps.
I'm not.
Can he eat two jockstraps? Can anybody eat it one? Let alone two jockstraps.
I guarantee you he's top 10 again this year.
In catches, receptions, fumbles? But
catches and receptions are the same thing.
Fumbles? Drops?
He's going to be one of the best receivers this year.
Man.
He was like, oh, there's no way he's going to be he's not going to be a top receiver.
Why was he against him so hard?
He was like, because Swift and Hawkinson, but he's a wide receiver.
Swift sucks.
Swift doesn't suck.
Like, he was the biggest, I think it was the biggest bust, I think, out of the season. Like, most people drafted him in the first
round. Aaron Rodgers was a bigger bust.
Well, people drafted Swift out of the first round. No one drafted Rodgers out of the first 10 rounds, so I don't know about all that. I don't know about that, bud. Yeah. No, there's no way.
No, I mean,
there's no way. You can't compare those two because, like, Rodgers, you got on the cheap, right? Like, I think you picked him off on your waiver wire in some leagues.
No,
like,
I never picked him off on the waiver wire.
He's just sitting there hanging out. No one.
I picked him off the waiver wire like 7 weeks in because he sucked.
Because he was getting 15 to 19 points a game. He was terrible. That was a walk.
He wasn't getting that many points.
What do we got? Carolina and Vegas, and we got New Orleans and Portland going on in front of us.
Hockey versus basketball. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean.
Yeah, Vegas needs a basketball Busby, team just to make it better.
You know what? So, jockstrap or.
I mean, one, you have to eat something. Two, like, what's the alternative? Like, what are you going to get him out of it? How are you going to let him out of it?
He's like, oh, I'll wear an Amon-Ra St. Brown jersey for one
how
week.
Are you gonna let him out of it? That's what I'm asking.
It's got to be better than I'll wear. You know what?
What are you gonna do? How are you gonna let him out?
So let me say this.
All right,
Busby. Here's how I'll let you out.
That's what we're trying to get to.
Buy an Amon-Ra St. Brown jersey. Wear it during 2 year shows. Two.
Okay.
But it has to be a size that I can wear, and you send the jersey to me after the two shows.
So you're gonna wear it. So 2XL.
A 2X.
He's going to wear it during two of his shows. That seems awfully nice. I would say two, but five, then he
sends
more.
But then he sends it to me.
But then he sends it to you. Right. You know, which is fine. That seems light. Like, I would sign up for that immediately. Like, I feel like I would do that immediately.
So, if he... I feel like I'm letting him off easy.
I feel like you are.
Yeah. I am. Yeah. But buy a and 2XL...
Include, like, four local craft beers on top of that.
Sure, send me some beers.
Yeah.
How's that? Okay.
And we'll shout you out. And,
okay.
And we'll have you on the show.
So buy an Amon-Ra St. Brown jersey, 2XL.
Okay. Are you listening? I hope you listen.
Wear it during two shows.
Two shows. I'm so cheap, I'd rather eat jock straps in the mail. It's coming. It's coming.
Send me your address.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. I would have bought my way out of this thing a billion times over. And now you're saying I'd rather eat a jockstrap.
That I've worn.
That Alan has
and
worn.
And not washed. You can't wash it.
I would have paid $1 billion, been in debt the rest of my life. I don't know.
So the jersey's going to cost you $90?
Let me look it up, because you didn't say it like it had to be like great, right? You know what I mean? See, Amon-Ra
St. Brown.
I don't care what his name is. You can get a one off a certified app for $68.
Like, 2X?
I mean, it doesn't say the size, but yeah, no, under a hundo. Under a hundo is well worth it to me. Get out of this bed.
Versus eating the entire jockstrap.
Yeah. Fanatics has it right now for $90. Yeah, no, I would have paid my way out of this thing, no questions asked.
Your choice, Busby.
Yeah,
yeah. Literally, eat a jockstrap that I've worn,
dude,
and sweat it.
And you gotta get the whole thing. Wash. You gotta get the whole thing.
You have to eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
Or
something that's
buying a Amon-Ra St. Brown jersey that's a 2XL size.
Yeah.
Wear it during two of your shows and mail it to me.
Yeah, terrible. Terrible idea. Your cheapness is going to interfere
with four local beers.
Yeah, I'd say four. Those stupid sour beers that you like so much.
And I'll tell you what, you mail me some beers, I'm going to mail you some too.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
You get a little exchange.
You'll get some more beers out of it.
Nice on the exchange rate.
Yeah.
Rather than
and just I guarantee eating... you, the beers I send you are better than the beers you're going to send me.
Yeah.
Like, that's just science.
Rather than eating a fucking jock strap.
That I have worn have not washed, and you can't wash.
So it sounds like you had to go buy a jockstrap. A month.
No, I have one.
You have one?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I have one.
I bought it just for this.
Did you really?
Seems fair. What seems fair?
You know what I say to everybody? Just quit making fucking bets that include eating things.
Here's the thing. He threw this bet out there. He, unprovoked.
Yeah, he jumped out. It was
he goes, Amon-Ra St. Brown won't finish in the top 10 in anything in this league this year.
People are crazy when it comes to football. And he goes, if he does, football.
I'll eat your jockstrap.
Yeah.
People, so this is all on you.
People get crazy. And especially if you're in the Patreon, we're giving you our ratings, giving you our rankings and things like that. It's like, yeah, you know, we're not going to hit on everybody, but there's people we're going to hit on. And when you come out of the woodwork, throw down a stupid, crazy, asinine bet. What do you expect us to do? What do you expect?
I feel like I'm being too nice.
What I'm telling you, I would pay that. I'd already write that check. That check is already in the mail and signed cash and delivered.
You would have bought me a home and an away jersey, worn them for 4 weeks.
Well, I wouldn't make that crazy ass bet. But
was a dumb bet.
The logic was there. Honest. Damn it! No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. No one said that he wasn't going to be. I mean,
You're like, oh, well, no, he's not going to. The wide receiver won't get those targets because of the running back and the tight end. That's the dumbest fucking thing I heard.
I mean, he had a little bit of logic by the time because they thought maybe Swift might have got those targets. But Swift was not an agent. You had Jamal Williams that took over. He was the lead back. He's the guy. Because
Swift was injured.
And holy moly.
No, the logic wasn't there. Yeah. You're like, oh, no, the wide receiver, the number one wide receiver won't get these targets because of a tight end and a running back.
So can I ask this maybe? Maybe we can introduce this for next year.
Let's do it.
Mr. Dylan Busby has a fantasy football podcast, a football podcast. It's not necessarily fantasy football. It's him and Nate, and then there's us. Do you think we could do rankings against next year?
Busby.
And can we make a nice little bet between us where our rankings are on average versus their rankings on average?
Well, first of all, we'll have a little fun. So here's the thing. Here's my issue with that. Both of the hosts of that podcast.
Well, they got to come clean first.
Owe us.
There's a debt.
Hardcore.
There's a debt.
So Busby either needs to eat my jockstrap or buy the jersey, wear it for 2 weeks, and send it to me with a couple beers.
I think you should have included the chip challenge on his ass, too.
Well, that was two separate bets.
That's what I'm saying.
And his co-host owes me the hottest chips.
But I say that.
And he's eating them both the same night.
That Busby had to eat one of those chips as well.
We've tagged him in post and things gone. Like that. And he's like the drummer from REO Speedwagon.
Nobody knows who he is. Yeah. I'm sure his baby mama's looking for him in that child support check.
Yeah, you know I mean? Guarantee like, you she's looking
for him. I bet she can find him.
Hey, she was looking for me when you were doing a podcast together.
He only did well during the Red Games and they were out. They drafted him. See if it made sense. All right.
No, it didn't.
All right. But we're past that now. It's pay up time.
You lost.
It's pay up time and
pay up.
You know, things like that. And you know,
buy a 2XL jersey, wear it for 2 weeks on your show.
Yeah.
And send me the jersey with some beers. And I'll send you some beers back. Or eat my jockstrap. Your choice.
I mean, really, you can get out.
My worn jockstrap.
You can get out free. You don't even have to spend money if you just eat it. You gotta eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you gotta eat the whole thing.
Free.
You can't wash it. I didn't wash it. I sure didn't wash it.
Yeah, no, you gotta have to eat that thing.
Your choice.
Oh, boy. Yowza. Yowza, yowza. So that'll be fun.
If they ever pay up.
Yeah.
I guarantee you we're talking about this a year from now.
You think so?
Where both those hosts have to pay up.
I'm not making any more bets with these clients.
Oh, no, I'm not going to make any bets with them until they pay up.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to let them forget about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
You can either be the guy who doesn't pay up his bets or be the guy who pays them up and is a man. Your choice.
Ooh. I mean, true.
Yeah.
Old school, thanks so much for the share. I saw that on Facebook. Appreciate it.
Thank you. So.
We had a couple things to talk about.
Let me. I want to hit this up because.
Okay.
I didn't hear about this until today.
All right.
So the 1985 Super Bowl.
Who was in it?
Washington and someone else.
Washington.
And I only know Washington because the big part of this is the Washington part. So Washington, Washington, D.C.
Okay.
They did a whole thing where they were like, Washington's in the Super Bowl. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to send to a couple hundred people that were trying to lock up for crimes.
Okay.
Like, there's warrants out for your arrest and things like that. We can't get you. We're going to send an invite to your last known address saying, hey, you might have won tickets to the Super Bowl. And so they sent these out there. And they had this whole big thing where all the cheerleaders were cops. The mascot was a police officer. Everybody there was police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And so you showed up, and in order to win the tickets, you had to show a legal ID.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would walk up there and be like, hey, here's my ID. My name's Joe Smith. And you would have your ID showing it. And they would go, Joe Smith, date of birth, this, blah, 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 blah. And they go, he's a winner.
And so you went to, you won ticket. You won a ticket to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And they had double winners where if you were a double winner, you were, you had a warrant out for a violent crime.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a little bit more wanted.
Of course.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, he's a double winner. And they're like, hey, you won. You're a double winner. You're winning tickets.
Yeah, I remember.
And they have all these people out there, and they're there like, yeah, I won. And they would take 14 people at a time, and they would go back to this room. And you go in the room, and there was a guy there who was talking to them. He's like, hey, congratulations. You won tickets to the Super Bowl. You either won one or two tickets, blah, 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 blah. And there was a guy who talked to them for a little bit, kind of eased them in. And after about 5 to 10 minutes, he'd go, we got one more surprise for you. And when he would say that, 30 police officers rush in with guns and stuff pointing on them. Okay. He'd go, you're under arrest. Yeah. He had the rights. And would start reading their rights. And they're all sitting there in chairs. They're like, oh, shit. And there's a line of 15 police officers behind them and in front of them, 15 on each side, holding guns, pointing them at them, like, mm-hmm. you're under arrest.
Yeah.
And they put you in a bus, and, mm-hmm. and they just it kept doing that throughout. And one police officer, he was quoted as saying, he's like, it was funny because, like, we're arresting all of them or putting them in the bus, and, like, there was at one point we're driving them away, and one guy's like, so does this mean I don't get Super Bowl tickets? like, I was like, no. No, you're not getting any tickets.
I just want the tickets, right? I get the tickets. Still.
But yeah, no, they ran them out there in groups of 14, and it was like, hey, and they're all walking back. They're like, yeah, I want tickets, blah blah blah, and just super excited. And they get back to the room, and the guy's talking to them, hey, you guys want tickets? If you're a normal winner, you got one ticket. If you're a double winner, you got two tickets. And they're all high fiving each other. Oh, they're God. All super excited. He goes, but I got one last secret to share with you. They're like, yeah. Oh, we got one more surprise. Yeah, what's the surprise? Like, you're under arrest. They're like, what just happened?
It's pain. Pain is what happened.
Oh.
Pain.
But then you had some that were just, they were still, there's one guy's like, so does this mean we're not getting Super Bowl tickets? No.
Yeah, we're going to send you Super
you're
Bowl
not, an asshole. You're not getting Super Bowl tickets,
we had to create this ruse just to screw with you. Yeah, it's tough. That's a tough one, pal. They've done that, I think, a couple times since then. But, yeah, no, that was the first time they pulled that old scam and all hell broke loose. And it's like, yeah, no, they just took people away. Yeah. Like, that's how you got people to show up.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Hey, you have the opportunity to win Super Bowl tickets, and they all showed up. And they showed their ID. You have to have a legal ID. Oh, I got my ID.
Oh, I got it.
I got it, I man. Got Did it. I get my tickets? Oh, it. Hey, you're the winner. Yes. You're a double winner. Yeah. It's not good. Super if you're a double excited. Winner, that was not good.
It's not great. It's not great. You're not doing great. Jesus.
But go. Yeah.
1985, huh?
1985. Oh, as Doug Williams was the quarterback for the Washington Redskins at the time.
Oh, yeah. Washington?
First black quarterback to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
His first one?
He was.
No shit. Okay. Yeah. Well, cool.
Yeah. So let's keep up with the NFL.
Okay.
And let me ask you.
Hey, Lizzie, how you doing?
What's up, Lizzie? And just let me ask you, and Lizzie, you can answer this question too. Does anybody give a fuck about Aaron Rodgers?
God, dog. For me, no, I don't care. Like, especially as much as he made it, like, all weird, and he just wants to get... Listen, if you want to go get fucking stoned in the woods, just knock yourself out. I don't care.
He wasn't in the woods. He was in a hobbit-like structure.
If you want to just sip on ayahuasca and fucking just trip your balls off, I really don't care.
But the crazy thing was, like, so he went into his retreat and whatever, and, like, he came out. That was, like, a big story.
Yeah.
And, like, you text me, like, hey, man, Aaron Rodgers came out of his darkness retreat.
Yeah.
I just ignored your message. I was like, we were talking about other shit, and I care more about that than I did about that, right?
I care more about my neighbor, lawn guy, blowing leaves in my fucking yard than I do Aaron Rodgers.
That guy's a fucking asshole.
That guy's a dick. I was like, you know what? I'm going to put it on the next story. I go, hey, if you're a piece of shit, low-rent-ass fucking gardener trims your yard and then blows all the shit in everybody else's yard, not only are you a piece of shit, and so are he.
I'm not a dick. You're a dick.
Yeah. So, hey. Yeah. God.
I'm the guy who won the bet, and you have to eat my jockstrap.
Oh, God.
That's how I feel.
Is that what it said? It's like, oh, Dylan got involved again?
But, no, it's just...
No, I don't care.
And then I saw the post, because that was right around shortly after Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, Aaron Rodgers emerged from his darkness retreat, and he saw a shadow. So that means 6 more years of no Super Bowls.
Yeah. He ain't wrong. He needs to go away. Or you know what? Go play somewhere else. Just go somewhere else. And let's see this. Let's let the comedy and just write itself, right? Go to the Jets. Go to the Raiders. Go to, you know, wherever the hell you want
to
go.
I need Derek Carr to go to the Jets.
Yeah. So Carr go to the Jets. Aaron Rodgers go to the Raiders. And then let's have some fun, right? Let's just have some fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, they both lose.
I don't care. Like, I just... I'm at the point where I don't care, right? I told you a long time ago I was tired of Aaron Rodgers. You couldn't care less, is what you meant to say. You could not care less.
I could care less.
So, wait, hold on. So, you could care less.
Yeah.
That's opposite of what you're trying to say.
I care this much, but I could care less. The only reason why I care is because of this podcast.
Well, yeah, get the old
show of podcast.
Get the old timers out. Get Aaron Rodgers. Get, you know, Tom Brady.
Brady's retired.
Matty Ice, get them all out.
We'll see what happens with Matty Ice.
Let's just go Youngblood. Let's go Youngblood.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'm with you. I'm done.
Youngblood, you had Carson Wentz got cut.
Yeah, his ass got cut. Finally, right?
Marcus Mariota got cut.
Mm-hmm. He's no longer with Atlanta. Carson Wentz is no longer with Washington. So, are those guys going anywhere else, you think?
They'll end up somewhere, 100%.
You think so?
Yeah.
Backup or starter?
No. Should be backups.
Yeah.
But will they start some point in time this next year? Maybe.
Okay.
I would take the over on game started between those two this next year.
The over? Like, yeah. What are you setting the over? Eight games.
I think the over would be somewhere like 2 to 3.
You think so?
Yeah.
As backups? So you're saying they're going to be backups?
Yeah. Oh, okay. 100%.
Okay. Not starters, backups.
I mean, maybe a starter somewhere, and they start some games, and they don't finish the season as starters, kind of like they did this last year, but they're not going to be starters throughout the whole season. That's just not going to happen.
All right. I can accept that. All right.
Yeah. 100% in on them. Yeah. Now. So you wanted to talk about Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, yeah.
And you're like, golf sucks without Tiger Woods. So let's talk about it.
It's kind of alert that all my bets went through and they were all winners. So
oh, okay.
Quick second.
That's the first time.
Yeah, I know, right?
Congratulations.
I started following someone else.
Because this kind of shoehorns into, like, I want to talk a little about PGA. Because, like, this next year... Mm-hmm. 2024, there's going to be 8 events for the PGA where there's no cuts.
Really?
Smaller fields.
Okay.
I think it's 70, 80 players in the field and no cuts. And that's the compete with the Live Tour.
Okay.
Which, I'm just going to be honest with you, do they have to compete with the Live Tour? Like,
I haven't watched one Live Tour event. And
or known anything about one single Live Tour event.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. I mean, you have to have whatever it puts it on. I don't see it. I don't have it or whatever.
CW.
And I'll be honest, the regular PGA events, they're getting kind of boring because I'm like, who the hell are these people? Right? They're not great.
But it has nothing to do with the guys on the Live Tour, right? Because he had Brooks Koepka, but Brooks wasn't crap before he went to the Live Tour.
Well, he was good.
And he hasn't been good. No, he was good in some majors. But if it's not a major, he wasn't making cuts.
There was a couple of those guys that are like, you know, I'm going to this one because I don't have to play it often. That's their whole thing, right? They don't want to play. They pay him a
shit ton.
Yeah.
And you have to make a cut, and you're going to make a lot more.
Yeah. But some of them don't. They play less golf, and that's their idea of an ideal life, right? They're not here to – they already won a Masters. They already won the Green Jacket. They've already – you know, they're tour champions, things like that. And now you have them going over there, and they're like, yeah, I don't give a shit. They paid me a shit ton of money. Now I'm here. And so now you're stuck with kind of, you know, I'm not saying B celebs or C celebs, but, You don't know the fucking people who are finishing top five in most of these tournaments. Now, listen. Like, you know, Rom won 2 weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago. And Homa was right behind him.
Rom's been...
And that's fine. You know those people. This past week, a shitstorm happened. And, like, these dudes, these two unknown dudes are, like, missing, like, fucking five-foot putts. And, like, they got to go to a damn playoff round. And I'm like... Fuck, I can do this. You know, I do this every week on the golf course. You know what I mean? I'm not watching you guys to see how the fuck everybody else
plays. You play every other week.
That's, you know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, I expect phenomenal, steady, amazing golf because you're on the tour.
Well, they you can shoot always beat you.
You shoot a 69. You shoot a 67. You shoot a 70. You shoot par. I shoot 90. So... I expect a little bit different.
But let's throw this out there, right? Mm-hmm. So they go to a golf course and they shoot 85.
Okay.
You're not coming close to 85 on the same golf course from the same tees.
Within five?
The same tees? No.
I play close to the tips.
Yeah.
Like even Iron Horse has like eight different. Iron Horse has like, you have the tips, you got the mids. Red tees. The red tees are 400 yards in front of the damn tips. I swear to God, on all I need to play from the reds at Iron Horse is a putter and a fucking wedge. That's all I need. And I can swear to God, I can still shoot 90. It's insane.
Okay. When's the next time you're playing an Iron Horse, and we'll make this happen?
Well, I just play. I mean, you can't go out there. I mean, I'll go out there and dick around a little bit and have a little bit of fun.
You tell me when.
Yeah.
You would go play. Oh, you're next busy. Week?
You got like softball practice or pitching or something
We're
like
doing
that.
It during the day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure something will come up.
No, my kids are at school during the day.
That's what you say now. And then all of a sudden there's a problem.
No, they are.
Look, where the hell's my.
Next week, 2 weeks from now, they're not in school because they have spring break.
Yeah.
But. Come on. Let's go out there next week. You play from the what the ladies tees?
The learner tees, sir. You don't call them the ladies tees. Okay. They're the learner tees.
And you'll shoot a what? You'll shoot a, what'd you say?
What'd I say, 90?
90?
80,
with
90?
A putter and a...
wedge.
Yeah, you won't shoot that.
I'm pretty sure I can.
Well, okay, let's do it next week.
I'm busy right now. Hold on. I'm seeing what's out there. Got a couple things out there.
Yeah, we're just trying to host a podcast.
Got a couple things cooking right now. Got a couple things cooking. A putter and a wedge.
Yeah,
I think so. Like seriously, I
shoot a 90.
Like I looked at a couple holes and I'm standing there. Like we got up to where we were.
Only
like,
two clubs you use.
And I was like looking and I go, that's 100. It's 100-yard difference. I'm like,
yeah. The only two clubs you use are a putter and a wedge.
I played a par 9 with a putter once.
No, answer the question.
Yeah, sure. What else am I going to use?
So what's
can
the
I
bet?
Use three clubs?
What's the third club?
Three wood.
Okay.
You know what? I don't even need a wedge. Give me a three wood, a 7-iron, and a putter.
Okay.
I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you won't shoot a 90.
You're covering the green fees?
Not if I win.
No. Someone's got to pay when we get there.
Well, what I'm saying is, loser pays the green fees.
Oh, so hold on. So you get your whole array of clubs, but you shoot from the tips.
Yeah, I have nothing to do with this.
Oh, you don't have to play?
No, I'm going to come and play. But you're saying.
Yes.
You could shoot what you said with two clubs, but now you've changed it to three clubs.
Yeah.
And you're going to shoot a 90.
90.
And I'm saying you're not going to.
You say I'm going to go below or over?
You're going over.
Over.
Pick your three clubs.
Yeah, no, three clubs would be fine.
Loser pays for the green fees.
Okay.
And.
I might be able to do that. Yeah. I think I'm going to do that.
Green fees and
so I'm,
lunch.
So three clubs. We're gonna catch the 1:40 tee time because it's like $39 to play out there. Then
yeah, go a little bit earlier. Let's go earlier.
I gotta save money, man.
I gotta pick up my kid.
There it is. There was something that was coming. I know it was gonna be something.
I'm just saying, like
I gotta pick up my kid from what spring break?
No,
No, next week at school.
No. You said it was going to be during spring break.
2 weeks would be spring
break. Well, yeah, I'm not playing next week. Okay. You know, I don't play that
often. In 2 weeks, yeah, both my kids are at home. So I don't have to pick up my kid.
There you go. So you don't have an excuse then?
Yeah, no.
Okay. So
loser pays the green fees and lunch.
Hmm. Man, I feel like I can do it, especially from the Reds. The Reds are so close out there.
Okay.
Like, you could hit a 7-iron from every hole and drive the green out there.
Okay.
Like, it's nuts. It's absolutely absurd. Okay. I don't know about next week or the week after that. Give me a little bit, because I'm up
again. If it's not in 2 weeks, we have to do it earlier because I have to pick up my kid from school.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
So if it's next week,
let's put it on the table and then we'll see where it goes. But I think it could be done.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't have a problem with that. There's no way.
Okay, so you're just gonna work in a few more weeks to practice.
No, not really. Who practices? Are you Allen Iverson? No one practices.
What are you talking about practice?
Yeah, no one. I don't.
I haven't played golf in several years.
When I go to play golf, I don't practice. I actually go out there. Even like this week, I was like, hey, I'm getting there a little bit early. You want to get lunch and some beers? So then we kind of sit there and dick around, laugh it off, and grab some drinks in the clubhouse. I think I did make it over to the green just to hit a couple balls. But I played lefty. I think I was lefty the entire time. So, yeah, I put lefty from time to time just to have a little bit of fun, take some of the tension off. But I really do think that I could break 90, especially from the Reds. The Reds are extremely close. Man, I have to check the yardage on that. I you know what? I am going to check the yardage on that. I'm going to check the holes. I'm going to check the average and whatnot. And I feel like that could be done. I'm trying to think of all the courses in the Metroplex. We're here in Dallas, Fort Worth. So I'm thinking of all the courses with all the red tees. I don't think that any of them are as prominent as Iron Horse. I think Iron Horse seriously has, it's 100 to 150 yards from like the regular white, red, or white or blue. What's up, Nutsacks? What's up, Red Brad? How you doing, bud? And I seriously think that for some reason, Iron Horse has everything a lot closer.
Iron Horse is also the golf course that we can go during. There's a certain point in time during the year we can go play golf in the dark.
They got glow in the dark balls?
Yeah.
Singing in the shower is a lot of fun until the soap gets in your mouth. Then it's a soap opera.
But yeah. No, Let's do it in 2 weeks.
And this week's dad joke is brought to you by JB.
Not Carts. Next week, check but the week after.
Facebook, yeah, I know. And I don't think I can. We'll see.
Why not?
We'll see. Because on a Tuesday.
Any day of the week during that week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Because my kids are on spring break, so I don't have to worry about having to go pick up my kid.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In 2 weeks from now, during the week, it would be during the normal time that I go play golf. So I'm already going to be playing. But it's not for, bits and stuff like that.
Well, you can't just 1 week go play for a bit?
Maybe on the weekend. Well, I meet up with my brother. It's a family thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Your brother's not in on a bit?
Mm.
I guarantee your brother's in on the bet. Like, he wants to see it happen. Me, you, and your brother go play a round of golf, have some fun.
Golf balls are like eggs. They're white, sold by the dozen. And a week later, you have to buy some more. I actually buy my golf balls by the 15-pack. That's how I do it. Oh, man, Alan should show up with an air horn.
No, I ain't gonna. I'm not gonna mess up with his.
Oh, that doesn't affect me. We all were talking. We have music going. Yeah. We had a bunch of shit.
But I won't do that. Like in his, he could do his normal shots. I won't f with him in the middle of his swing or anything like that. Like.
It's really no different than what I use anyway. I mean, it's seriously, it's three clubs, and most of the clubs I use anyways and whatnot. I know the course, so it shouldn't be an issue. But, yeah, no, I'll figure it out.
You're making all these excuses.
Well, no. You have a tight frame window, a frame of window here.
I said, let's do it in 2 weeks where I don't have to worry about picking up my kid so we can go at the certain time where you say it's cheapest.
I'll have to look at it. Yeah, you look at it. Because since it's spring break, it could be double. Fuck, I don't know. That place is expensive. You been out there lately?
No.
Yeah. It's like on certain times, it's like $80 a round. I'm not paying $80 a round. And I'm certainly not paying twice.
But if you're winning, you're not paying.
Yeah, but.
So you're not that confident.
Let's think of the downside, though. I mean, yeah, I mean, shit, that's almost $200. And then lunch, like, I expect you to pay $200 per lunch. I don't want to put that on you either. Like, let's have fun, but, you know, yeah, I don't want you to stress.
We'll go play golf, and then we'll go eat some lunch at Applebee's.
Applebee's. I'm in on Applebee's now. Yeah. I'm in on Applebee's. If we do it on a Tuesday, then we can roll that into we'll do sell comics at pastime.
I'm in.
Show up there all sunburned and fucking shot out. Have you ever wondered how the moon got craters? Three words: Chuck Norris golfing. I always wondered how that happened. Like, it just never came to me.
But yeah, no, I'm in.
What do you got over there?
I'm just waiting for you to tell me when we're going to play some golf. So let me talk to you about how, like, social media is the worst.
Are you finally admitting it's the worst?
I've always thought this.
I told you for a long time it sucks.
Let me.
You pulling up references?
I want to pull up the actual quote.
Okay.
So Giannis was on the Daily. Giannis Antetokounmpo, whatever his name is. From the Bucks. He was on The Daily Show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He joined The Daily Show.
The regular Daily Show or the one that's hosted by the guest host?
It's guest host right now, right? Okay. Yeah. Because Trevor Daly left, and now they're rolling out a bunch of different guests.
Curtis Harrison in case of a raid.
And so he was on, and the guy that was hosting, I don't know who the guy was, he's telling Giannis. Because, like, Giannis has a reputation for being one of the most – well, like, guys in the league.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he had this whole big thing where he's like, no, dude, you need to talk more trash. You need to do this. And so the guy that was hosting wrote these lines for Giannis, and Giannis would say them.
Who's the host?
I don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Was that for Giannis? Was it yesterday? Hassan Minha.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
And he's talking to him. He's like, hey, you need to talk more trash. Mm-hmm. So, and he wrote these lines for Giannis, talking trash to other stars in the league.
Okay.
So Giannis would read it. And then right after he was done reading it, he would retract, be like, oh, so-and-so, I think you're awesome. I think you're amazing. Blah, 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 blah. Right?
because
he couldn't do it, right?
Yeah,
it wasn't him actually talking trash.
Yeah.
And so, one, he's like, a Joker, like, talking about Jokic, right? Joker, how are you going to make it through the finals when you look like you can barely make it through the Burger King drive-thru?
Oh, God.
And right here was like, Joker, I love your game. You know, he retracted, right? And then he had one for KD. And so he said this line about KD. He's like, hey, you keep joining super teams to win an NBA title. How about you work out? We work out together sometime so I could teach you how to carry your own team.
Oh, okay.
And then right after, he's like, KD, you're one of the best scorers to ever play the game. I respect your game. You know what? You've led by example for 15 years. You're one of my favorite players growing up. I respect your game. All that, right?
Yeah.
So, but he says that line. Again, it's a bit written to him to talk trash.
Yeah.
And like, he would say it. And he was like, oh, no, I can't say it. And he would retract it every time he would say that and say nice things. And the guy, the host, was like, no, don't do that. You stick with what I told you to say,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And he said that line, like, you keep joining super teams to win NBA title. How about you work out? We work out together, and I teach you how to carry your own team. Well, there's a bunch of NBA social medias that retweeted Giannis. It was a picture of Giannis looking at KD, like, face-to-face during a game, saying, hey, you keep joining super teams to win NBA championships. How about me and you work out this summer, and I teach you how to carry your own team? Mm. Like, it was, like, a real legit quote from Giannis.
Right.
What?
Ridiculous.
It's 100% ridiculous.
Yeah. But that's the world.
But that's the world that we live in,
Twitter,
right?
Sucks. Like, Twitter's absolutely awful.
It was Twitter, it was Instagram, it was Facebook, it was everything. Because, yeah. I saw the day after it.
Well, it comes out on Twitter.
It was, I think it was on Facebook when I saw it,
and
right?
And it recycles to whatever, Instagram, then it recycles to Facebook.
I think it was like NBA.
By the time you got it on Facebook,
NBA,
it was like
whatever,
and
I was like, okay. Yeah. No, it was like the next day, yeah. And I
week
see and it. And it's literally like a picture of Giannis, like, staring at KD, like, during a game, right? Yeah. That happens. And it's the quote, Giannis to KD, how about you keep joining, work out with me? And you're just like, and I see it. And like the first thing I think is, because like the big thing is a big ticket thing, right? Like stories come out there and the big thing is like, are you getting ball sacked? And ball sacked is like where you buy in on like an unreal story. Like the story, there was that one page that it's like almost like the Onion, okay, of the NFL. Yeah. And they had the whole story out there about who's the coach from the Steelers.
I don't know.
I'm drawing a blank. But it was like talking about like players taking a knee and things like that.
Slapdick McGee.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, you know, we don't take a knee, blah, blah, blah. And we're taking so far and – you know, Roethlisberger's taking knees when no one's around him and things like that because he's tripping over his own feet or whatever. But there was a whole big quote out there and a big story out there, and you're like, Mike Tomlin, yeah. And they're like, oh, man, this was a story. And then you look it up, and you're like, oh, well, this isn't a real story. And like, if you bought into it, you got ball sacked.
Oh, okay.
That's what they call it on the ticket. And so this story comes out, like Giannis saying this about KD. I was like, there's no way in the world he actually said this. And so, like, I'm looking it up and figuring it out, and yeah, I find out, okay, yeah, no, it's not real. He was on The Daily Show, and you're watching the – I'm now watching the clips with him on The Daily Show, and the guy giving him the card saying, hey, read this. Let's talk some trash. I'm going to teach you how to talk trash and be a man, whatever, right? And then he reads it, and he's like, and me is like, no, I respect your game, blah, 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 blah. Because this is how Giannis is, right? He's not going to do that, all that. But, yeah, no, it was hilarious. But you had sites, NBA sites out there, Twitter accounts, Instagram accounts, Facebook accounts, tweeting that out there like it was a real quote from Giannis.
Well, they want clicks. They want all the,
that's,
you know what
they,
I mean?
That's, like, that's it. They want the clicks,
like,
right?
Like, mostly Facebook,
I think
Instagram,
they're called,
Twitter,
like, aggregated accounts.
They're so
and where they just tweet out random shit.
Yeah.
And this is what they did.
There's
tweeting out this.
Involved where something is put out there, and it triggers, like, if they're part of the hashtag or they say something, they've retweeted. It's just auto. Like, I mean, if you send out the right tweet, you'll have 10 or 15, 20 retweets within a half a second. There's no way fucking anybody's there. It's all bots, right? So
all bots. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's just, come on, man.
We've got 10 minutes. Let's power through.
Let's get into the last question. Your hypothetical. So you hit me up with a hypothetical.
Did I?
You did.
Okay.
The tissue hypothetical.
It's not a hypothetical.
Okay. A real life question.
Just a question.
So let's propose a question, everybody. This is your question.
I mean, if you're in here and you're listening, all right, if you're here for the late show.
Bring it in now.
Welcome
no,
to the
bring
late
it
show.
In now.
So I was in a meeting the other day, and a young female.
Does it matter whether it's a female or not?
Pointed to a male coworker.
Does any of that matter?
Elder male coworker.
I don't think it matters.
Hey, Steve, whatever the fuck your name
Larry.
Is.
Larry.
Slapdick McGee. Hey. Need a tissue. Will you hand me a tissue from over there?
So pointing to a box of Kleenex, true. I'm assuming,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, most tissues aren't just laying on the
table. Well, I'm just saying. So when you present this to me, I almost hear it as, like, hey, I've got nose issues or whatever, and I just come to you and say, hey, can I get a tissue?
Yeah.
That's how I presumed it. But you're in this situation, you're like, they're pointing to, hey, there's a box of tissues. Can you get me one?
Hey, can you hand me a tissue?
Can you hand me a tissue?
Can you hand me a tissue?
Okay.
My question to you is,
Billy Joe with a hashtag for Lizzie.
How do you go about, Billy Joe, thanks so much. Oh, we got an Alan Loves redeem, but we'll get to that in a second. Rad Brad.
Can I do an Alan Hates?
You can do whatever you want.
Well, let me ask Rad Brad. Can I do an Alan Hates?
So as he's responding. So, hey, Alan, hand me a tissue over there.
Okay. So you're pointing to a box of tissues.
Yes.
And you ask me, hey, can you hand me one?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you proceed?
Okay, I can do an Alan Hates. Okay.
Okay. How about them Chiefs? Chiefs suck. Anyways.
I hate the Chiefs.
The refs are good, though. But how do you proceed?
In that situation, I grab the box and I stick the box over to you.
Is that 100% of the time?
Yes.
Okay. So I also agree with the full-on box handing to the person.
Yeah.
So Steve grabs the box, then grabs the tissues. And then, but Steve's having trouble getting the tissues out of the box.
How do you have tissues?
So Steve's grabbing the tissue. I mean, look, whole hand, grabbing the tissue, like, gets it ripped. So let me get another, you know, whatever. Here you go. And I'm
he rubbed it and shit.
And he's got his hands on it. He's got his hands on all of it.
So it's not like he just reached, he's like, grab the box, grab the tissue,
He had trouble with it. He couldn't get it out.
But
it wasn't coming out.
But
coming
in
clean.
Your scenario, he got it out, and then he rubbed it on his hands.
He didn't rub it on his hands. That's okay, me embellishing a little bit. But he did have his hands on the whole tissue, on all two or three of them. He ripped one, getting it out of there anyways. So as he's grabbing it, and so then he's like, here you go. Hands the tissue. I'm like, I'm sitting across.
What'd she do?
I'm sitting across. She went ahead and used the first one. She needed it later. She went back to the well. I go, Steve, just hand her the box, man. I'm sitting at the table. I'm like, gross. You know me. Like, I'm not dealing with that kind of shit. Like, I see stuff like that.
So like, when you first presented this to me, I didn't know the situation was they pointed to a box, right?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, can you hand me a tissue? And there's a box of Kleenex next to them. Because that's a different situation, right?
Tissues are never laying willy-nilly.
So we're somewhere, and there's a box of tissue right there.
Yeah.
You grab the box, you stick the box over to them, and they grab it, right?
Yeah.
In a situation where there's not a box of tissues right there.
Have you ever seen tissues not in a box?
Well, there's not around. There's no tissues around. They had tissues in a bag, like a little single serve plastic bag type thing, little small ones. You know what I'm talking about. Don't look at me like that.
Travel, right.
Okay, they're in
But you still hand them the whole damn thing.
Yeah. No.
You're
not
the fisher out of the tissues.
Right. But
hand
like,
it to somebody.
But like a situation like, so you present this to me and and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I'm like, well, the only time I ever had anyone ask me for tissues is back when we're in the office. And it's like, I'm a supervisor, and people on my team will come in like, hey, can I get a box of tissues? And I have boxes of tissues in my box, and I give them the box,
Give them the whole
box. They don't need one tissue right now. They just need a box of tissues.
We used to get a box on our desk and stuff like that.
Right. And so that's what I thought of, right? Yeah. But then I also thought, like, I'm there, and someone's like, hey, can I have a tissue? I'm thinking like, well, I'm going to be like, well, Walmart's right there, or Walgreens is right there, or CVS.
So you're already thinking how you can deter people from using your tissues.
Not even just using mine. It's just like in general, like if I'm somewhere and someone asks me for a tissue, hey, can I have a tissue? Well, Walgreens is right there, bro. You can go get a tissue right there. Like in your situation, like it's somewhere where you're in a conference room and there's a box of tissues there. And like, hey, you're next to him and says, hey, can I have one of those tissues? I'm grabbing the box and I'm holding the box up.
So, I'm sitting there looking. I go, oh, gross. I'm like, Jesus, dude, what are you handling them all up for? Just give her the box. Didn't give her the box. Just handed her the two or three there. And she, I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Nice young lady. And then she goes, hey, can you hand me some more? Like, about 30 minutes in. I'm like, just give her the box.
At this point in time, you've already got the box. I gave you the box the first time.
Just give her the box, man. Like, what do you, nobody wants you touching the things they're about to, like, touch their face, nose, or whatever. dude, come on. This is the most no-brainer thing in the world. And this is what I, this is all I do when I'm in the office. I just sit there and just poke fun and like, just like call it like stupid shit. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, that's the only real reason for me to go back to work and go back to the office so I can just observe all the obscenities and just asinine
here's,
things.
Here's
in the
what
world.
I need. I need a, at the end of the day, when you're done in the office, I need a quick video of you talking about the absurd shit that you dealt with.
I used to tweet or Facebook. I used to post it out like as it's happening. Like if you followed me at one point, you knew exactly what was going on
right,
all day.
But I need the end of the day. Like, hey, I just worked in the office today, and here's the absurd things that happened today.
Maybe I'll do
just once a day for the next whatever, you know. But
we're gonna finish the show off with this one. Put your headphones on. I just need to know if this is yours.
We're doing
Dave
opposite.
Dave. Alan loves.
Alan hates.
It's probably stupid, but who cares?
It's time for Alan hates.
All right, there you go, Rand
Brown. And today, on March 1st of 2023.
Hey, welcome to March.
I was doing that.
Of your Savior.
Dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Alan hates. I absolutely hate, and like this has been a hot button in the NBA lately.
Oh,
players sitting out. And like you have a bunch of like the old players talking about it and how it's disrespectful. Like Barkley's talked out about it. Kendrick Perkins, he hasn't been retired that long, right? He's been retired for a little while, but just talking about how it's just at this point in time, it's just straight up disrespectful for these players to sit out these games. And it's a big slap in the face to those players who played every day and worked their asses off so you can get these big contracts making $30 to $40 million a year, and you're going to sit out these games because, I need to take a day off and things like that. And you like Charles Barkley going out there. And I love Charles Barkley's quote because he's like, you can't play basketball 3 to 4 times a week, but – you have these people out there working in steel mills and stuff like that, working 5 to 6 days a week. Yeah, they will love to take a day off, but they can't. And they're not making anywhere near what you're making.
I mean, not even close. I mean,
nowhere close. Let's be honest. Nowhere close. They're making in a year less than you're making in a game.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Nice tuxedo. Can you help me with this whole Pan situation? It's two ends. Well, two ends.
Hello, Miss Lady.
And you have all these guys talking out, and they're like, at this point in time, it's just straight up disrespectful to the guys who came before you. I think the end is signed. It might be. It's two ends, though.
Yeah.
P-A-N-N. But get out there and play the freaking game.
It's basketball.
Like that's
I understand your exhaustion, but it's only so many,
right?
So many months and so many games. It's like, yeah, load management. Oh, like, okay.
And you're like, let's cut the league down and let's not play as many games. So they don't have to play back-to-back nights of basketball.
It's fucking basketball.
Hey, yeah, I got an idea for you. Talk to these guys in the NHL and find out what they think about load management.
Jesus. Yeah.
They're going to laugh at your asses.
You know what? Just bring the NBA down to the same schedule that the WNBA plays.
Yeah, play 18
games or
whatever.
They're on the
same
cycle anyway,
right?
So who gives a shit?
Eh. But show up and play. And then, like, you'll see some people, they'll post things like, well, when you buy your ticket, does it say the Dallas Mavericks or Luka Doncic? Well, it says the Dallas Mavericks, but you're
who's
not
selling tickets?
Right. Luka's selling the tickets.
Listen, when Luka wasn't there,
and hey,
you could find some goddamn seats available.
So cheap. But here's my thing. You know what? If you're hurt, you're hurt, right? But you're just like, I'm not hurt, but I played last night. I'm not going to play tonight.
That seems like a lot of running.
You're not going to play a basketball, a game for fucking kids.
Yeah.
Get your ass out there. Play the fucking game. And stop being a little bitch.
Yeah, 50 mil on the line. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know.
I only make like, you're making 40 mil. So you're making
500. You're making $500,000 a fucking game. $500,000 a game if you play them all.
I think if you don't play, you don't get paid.
Right. Hey,
if you don't dress, you don't get paid.
Unless you're injured. Again, if you're injured,
that's different.
That's a different story.
And then, of course, they just say, oh, I'm injured. My uterus hurts.
But okay. But you don't get to play games if your labia is strained.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But you have to come out and say.
Hold on. In the NBA, in the WNBA, if your labia is strained, that's a different story. Okay. Yeah. But you have to come out and say, sorry, I can't play. My labia is strained.
I'm with you.
Let's get out of here.
Play the freaking games.
Just do
it. And if you don't play it, you.
Like, it's like you play 80 games a year.
And here's the thing. Like, it's different. Like, don't be like, oh, well, things are different now. No, things are different now.
And you're making it different.
But it was a lot rougher of a game back then. Yeah. You had games where Bill Laimbeer kicked you in the fucking nuts.
Now that's just flopping for no reason.
That's one of my favorite things is like Bill Laimbeer kicked Larry Bird in the nuts. And what was Larry Bird's response? He grabbed the basketball and threw it at him.
Well, they're all peed now.
They called Laimbeer for the foul. He had to go shoot the shots, right? But Bird went and grabbed the basketball and chunked it at him. And Laimbeer said, whatever, bitch.
Yeah, I didn't care.
What are you going to do? You know what? Jordan's only as good as he was because he played against those Pistons teams, and they had the Jordan rules where they literally beat the shit out of him. And so he was like, oh, I got to get stronger because if I'm not stronger, they're just going to beat the crap out of me. And, yeah, Jordan didn't win those championships in the early years because he got the crap beat out of him.
Well, there you go. Run us out of here, will you?
Don't be such a bitch.
Oh, God.
Play. That's all I'm saying. Thank you guys so much for watching. Let's real quick. Hold on, we're drinking from Well-Being Victory Wheat Sports Brew with a hint of orange. It's a non-alcoholic brew, 16 fluid ounces. The can's awesome. I love the can. The beer is phenomenal. I actually think the beer is really, really, really good.
Really
for
enjoyed
an
it.
NA beer.
Yeah, really enjoyed it.
We've had during dry January. And even before that, we've had some really, really great non-alcoholic beers, and I file this under that category.
Absolutely.
A really great non-alcoholic beer. So if you're not drinking beer for whatever reason, right, you just don't drink beer, you don't drink alcohol, but you like the flavor of beer and things like that, so you're drinking non-alcoholic, this is a 100% viable option for you. You should go get some.
Yeah, totally agree. Now.
Go and get it. Go and find it. Stop what you're doing right now and go and find it. Go to your local breweries and things like that. Or drive to Virginia Beach, Virginia, and get you some.
No shit, this is Virginia Beach beer?
Yep.
That's where I'm from. That's where I came before I came to Texas. Yeah. Funny.
But thank you guys so much for watching us. We appreciate you guys. If you're in the NBA and you're watching, don't be such a bitch.
Oh, that's a goal.
Hey, that guy ain't said a game this whole fucking season. As always, I'm Alan.
Rapid Dave.
Talk to you guys later. Deuces.